And here we go again. The wheels keep spinning round and fucking round on Misguided Shenanigans. Guys, welcome back. Per usual, my name is Nick. I am here with Finney as well. And we've got Cedric back from the Awkward Podcast with us today to do our Jacksonville, Florida episode. Gentlemen, can't wait.
Fantastic.
Yes. So I think most everybody knows how I got there. I think from previous podcasts, I mean, I moved from Georgia when I was probably 27-ish.
Actually,
moved down to Jax.
I don't think we've gone over that though.
No?
No.
Well, fuck it. Let's go over it. But yeah, I moved from Atlanta, Georgia to Jacksonville, Florida with Finney, oddly enough.
So let's back up a second. Let's back up a second.
Oh boy.
So okay. I wound up deciding so one of my friends, our mutual friend of ours, moved to Jacksonville.
Yep.
And I got to where I hated living in Georgia and was like, I want to change. I like the beach. So I went and visited my friend and he's like, yeah, come on. It's cheap to live here. There's, you know, come and be Jacksonville rich. Cause that's the thing. Like there's rich, but then there's Jacksonville rich, which means you're poor, but you can still live like a baller, you know? Like
you can still do shit.
I actually get it. I understand.
So I was like, hey, Nick, you're not doing anything. Like, come on, come move with us. Like, we'll all go and caravan down. And so, like, literally, like, we all moved down.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, one day we loaded up a 28-foot truck, and, like, 1 foot of that was my shit. And you know, ended up in Jacksonville, Florida. I mean, you know, and again, like I said about Atlanta, I mean, I have some great friends in Jax. However, the city itself is a shit show. It really is. Like it's probably the worst city I've ever lived in. And I know Cedric, we talked about Atlanta and you were by far not a fan of Atlanta. Well, for me, Jacksonville, Florida was the worst city I've ever lived in.
I said Atlanta was bad. I never said it was worse than Jacksonville. I was very particular with my words. I never Fair said enough. It was worse. I will never go back to Jacksonville. That's something I just won't do.
So now, Cedric.
Yeah. No, I agree with you.
Were you born in Jacksonville, or did you move there? Like, how did you get to Jacksonville?
I was actually born and raised in Jacksonville. I feel embarrassed even telling somebody that. I feel like I shouldn't have just lied about the question, but I was born and raised in Jacksonville. Unfortunately, you don't have any sad music on there, Finney. I feel like that would have matched my Jacksonville story a little better.
Yeah, I don't think I have sad music. Oh, wait, I've got. There we go.
There you go.
There's sad music on my end because I know that I have some, but that's the only thing that'll match my Jacksonville story. I just don't want to go back there.
Yeah, I didn't. Oh man, I don't know how deep we want to go here, fellas, but what the biggest thing that I couldn't stand, aside from the friends that I made, were the people in Jacksonville, Florida. They were some the worst attitudes I have ever seen. Nobody was happy. Nobody could fucking drive. I mean, guys, we talked about Atlanta. Atlanta was awful too for driving, but I really feel like every day on 295, there was some accident that was bad because some asshole didn't use a turn signal or they were going to miss their exit and they cut off 50 people to get over there. Go ahead.
So I had left Jacksonville and then came back because I went back to Atlanta. I'm like, I miss the beach. I want to go back to Jacksonville. And when I came back, I was married. We didn't have kids yet. And so I had to tell my wife, like, okay, when you get down here, when you see the light turn green, wait. Because one car is going to run the red light first, and then you go.
Yep.
Sure as shit. She's like, that is the weirdest thing I've ever seen. It's like, yeah, people don't know how to drive in Jacksonville. You got to learn the method to the madness.
There is no method to the madness.
I feel like this is the episode where I become canceled. I become a part of the cancel culture because I have a lot to say about Jacksonville. I honestly feel like this, and I apologize to all of your listeners now. You're probably going to think I'm an asshole, but Jacksonville to me is like 20, like the people there and the environment is about 20 years back from everywhere else I've been. Just how they think, it's like they haven't caught up yet with what the times, what's going on with the times now, to me. From just, it's so weird. I feel like Jacksonville's, I feel like, now I feel like I'm saying too much.
No, go ahead. Go ahead. I mean,
trust me, you're not.
Walk away from the mic now. Jacksonville feels, Finny, I don't think you want me to say what I really want. It feels kind of, it's like a gray area, but it to me, it feels a little segregated still in Jacksonville.
No, I can see that. I can see that.
Okay.
I don't disagree. Like, I don't disagree.
It's a little, but it's so weird because it's such a small place. It's so, Jacksonville is just so, it's very country, but we don't have any labels to describe how country Jacksonville is because it's like, it didn't match the other things that we would call country and it's so segregated, but we don't talk about it. And it's like slow paced. The crime rates are literally, is Jacksonville like number one for murder? Are number two or number three in the whole United States?
So
they're top three. I don't think they beat out my home Detroit, but I think Jacksonville's a close second.
So let's talk about that. Like Nick, I know you had an experience with something like this. It was right before y'all left Jacksonville. You and your yep. family were on the road near what, like the town center, near like Beach Boulevard and stuff.
Okay. No, so, So this is 2 days, Cedric, before we were leaving to move up here to North Carolina. And we went over to Rooms To Go because we're picking out a couch that we're going to have delivered up here to us in North Carolina. And so we decide, like, my wife's like, hey, I want some empanadas. And she knew this great place, just a little hole in the wall joint. I mean, just a super great empanada. So we went and had dinner. And we're driving home. And we were on... I don't even know if I should say the street because I don't know what is going on with that whole thing still. But anyway, I was headed home and I was right near Beach Boulevard and the Publix on the corner of like Beach and Kernan. There, I said it. Fuck it. Whatever it is, what it is. but we're sitting at a stoplight and we're going eastbound. And then we're at a red light, first car. Then westbound, there's two cars that are sitting there. One's an SUV and I don't know what the other one was. But we're sitting at the stoplight and the next thing we hear is just pop, 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 pop. And so like we look beside us because I'm like, all right, well, maybe the car next to us is backfiring. Well, it happened to be a brand fucking new Mercedes. So I guarantee it's not backfiring. So I put my head up and I look forward and sure enough, there is a gentleman that had jumped out of his vehicle that put 9 rounds into this SUV, which is right across from us, right? So I'm in the front seat, my wife's driving, my 10-year-old son's in the back seat. And so I'm reaching behind my seat and I'm saying, get down, it's a gunshot, it's a gunshot. And by the time this guy finishes firing off the rounds, that SUV is literally parallel with us. So like those bullets, and this isn't even just for me, anyone around this SUV, those bullets could have gone any which way. Like it was the most insane thing I've ever seen in person. And, you know, in 2 days before we left. So it validated my reason for, you know, us and because Cedric, when we decided to move to North Carolina, it was literally a 30-day time span. So we came home from vacation. My wife got a call saying, hey, we have an office in Fletcher. Do you want to move? We said, fuck yeah, we do. We're done. And so we came up the next weekend, found a house. Yada, yada, yada. Long story short. But yeah, that was 2 days before we left. And I was like, you know what? That just validates it. The crime is insane. And I knew several police officers because of one of the malls that I worked at over in that area. So I knew several police officers that, you know, were really just genuinely nice people. But the police officers, and much like today, are getting a load of shit. And they weren't respected there. They're not respected anywhere in the United States, in my opinion, right now. But like, you know, what are you going to do? I mean, it just validated my reason for leaving that fucking city and state for that matter. Like, I just, we were gone just like that.
You just told that story. I felt like I was there. Like, you did a very good job of explaining everything.
I appreciate it.
I personally feel like out of the three places I've lived, Jacksonville can almost double the police that are there. They need even more.
Yep.
Because it's just that bad.
Yep.
It's really, it's worse than a shit show. It's just, it's dangerous. It's like you can't even laugh about it. Jacksonville's fucking dangerous.
Well, okay, so I lived in near the Town Center Mall, which is a really nice outdoor mall, right? Like, it's got Nordstrom's, it's got a Tiffany's, like, it's supposed to be, like, the mall of Jacksonville, right? I lived across the street from it. My car was broken into twice. So, talking about cars being broken into, in Jacksonville, twice, car broken into. Luckily, I don't keep anything in there, so, like, all my stuff's just thrown around into the floorboard and everything, and it's just papers, so, like, you know, whatever. And then the Jared's jewelry store got robbed at gunpoint when we were there, and it's like, you know, when we first got over there, like, I used to, like, have my kids in strollers and would walk across the street and we'd walk around the mall. When we left, like, no way. Wasn't going to happen. And then when we left, we used to live off Bay Meadows, and Bay Meadows is a really rough area. It wasn't.
I lived in the same area as well. That's why it's funny.
So we're packing up the truck, right? And we're packing it up and getting ready to move. And my neighbors downstairs, they're casing out our truck. And I overheard them. They were planning to rob us that night if we left the truck there. So we had to drive the truck down the street to the hotel that my in-laws were staying at so that we didn't get our stuff robbed on our way out of town to California. Like, I was just like, really? And we'd always been nice to our neighbors, like, you know, just sociable. I'm like, really? You're going to rob me? You're going to, like, come on, man. It's not like I had much. Well, I mean, I guess he wanted my Weber grill or something.
Right. Well, that would have pissed me off. Don't fuck with my grill. You can take my fucking TV. Do not take my fucking grill. Don't do it. But no, and let's just preface, right, crime happens everywhere. It happens everywhere. Happens here in Asheville, right? Happens, I'm sure, you know, out in LA, out Finney, where you're at, whatever.
Well,
Atlanta.
And it there is a lot of good people in Jacksonville, and we do have a lot of friends.
Absolutely.
And it's not everybody.
Oh, I do. In family.
Yes.
Well, I have.
Yep. My parents are still there. So, like, crime happens everywhere. Like, we get that. But this is just, like, this is our opinions, right? This is what we went through in that city. That is why I dislike the city. I mean, for example, let me just give you a Jags game for an example.
Oh, no.
So, Cedric, I'm a big Detroit Lions fan, okay? Mm-hmm. I don't know if you follow sports, but losing is fucking team in franchise history, worse than the Jaguars. So the wife and I, for that previous company that we worked for, got tickets to go see the Jags and the Lions in a preseason game. Let me, one more time, preseason game. And I wish we were on YouTube for this because I wish fucking people could see my face. So we're sitting in the stands and we had, the seats were really high up. They weren't great. But like Calvin Johnson was playing Matt Stafford, like two of my favorite players of all time for Detroit Lions. Now your Rams got him, which upsets me, but that's okay. Whatever. If he wins a Super Bowl, that's great.
West Coast, best coast.
So we're sitting up in the stands. There you go. So we're sitting up in the stands. I mean, way up, way up, way up, way up, way up. So we're sitting up there and like I'm all decked out in Detroit Lions. My wife's got a Detroit Lions hoodie on and a visor. And so we're sitting there and this guy in front of me like turns around. And he's talking all sorts of shit. And I'm like, bro, it's preseason. Like, I don't really care. I just came to see my team play because they never come here. So he turns around, Cedric, I shit you not. And he holds up his hand and he's got three fingers. Okay. Like this. And he's like, I'm just going to punch you in the fucking face. And I was like, oh, well, are you going to poke me? Because he literally had three fingers. Like he couldn't even. Like, you can't see me because we're not doing YouTube, but, like, see what I'm doing here, Cedric? Like, he's going to try to poke me in the eye or something. Like, get the fuck out of here, dude. And then some people tried to pick a fight with me in the parking lot, saying, almost like when I moved to Georgia, like, oh, you're a transplant. You're a traitor to Detroit. Like, dude, I don't even know what to say. God okay. damn it.
So kind of to mirror or to kind of piece together what both of you have said, like, Jacksonville's so, like, old, but and not quite up with the times, which is weird. But then, so you have people that are from Jacksonville, and they kind of stick together almost, I feel like. Like, if you're from Jacksonville. Now, there's a group of people, like, kind of like us. Like, we're all, like, we make friends. It doesn't matter, like, whatever. Like, you know, just good people that want to hang out with good people. But then you have, like, that, like, the racism or, like, the anger or, and it's real. And so I've got a story. So I put my son in a Christian school when he was in pre-K, right? And like, he is pasty white, okay? Like, doesn't get his tan or anything, right? And he's in a school with a, you know, really a bunch of different ethnicity, which we love. Like, we want our kids to grow up in a diverse world. However,
absolutely,
my kid gets beat up, black eye, busted lip, not on his, like, beat up over his clearance shoes we got.
Your kid's, like, young.
Yeah. He had a black eye. So he was 5 years old. He had a swollen shut. His eye was, like, swollen shut. It was so beat up. And the kid was a 7 or 8 year old. A lot bigger than him. And they beat him up because he was a white kid. And I'm like, wow. Like,
that's Jacksonville, though.
It is. That's
an interesting story, and that's Jacksonville. I'm. It's sad, but I'm like, not shocked that it happened there.
Yeah. And as a father, you kind of go one of two ways. You either get mad and angry at those people, or you have to take the higher road. And this is the hardest lesson I had to learn as a father, which was teaching my kid that some people, doesn't matter what people look like, some people have bad hearts.
Yeah.
And you judge people by their hearts and their actions, not by what they look like. In as much as I for me being a human
that's
being.
That's very hard to do for a child, though, to really have them understand that.
Yeah, because he didn't understand.
After that happened, and who they seen that did that to them, you're like, damn, how do I separate? Because kids don't know. They don't have the brain capacity that we have yet, so they don't know how to separate certain things.
So
that's awful. Sorry that happened to him.
Yeah, but you see it on both sides. You see a very divided culture in Jacksonville. It is very divided. You see racism on all sides. You see rednecks that are very racist. You see, you know, just on all sides. And it's just like, man, what got me was like, I don't want my kids living in this world. I don't want my kids living in the city. I love the friends that we have. I love some of the people. I love being near the beach. Some of the food in Jacksonville is amazing. Like, some of the seafood and the restaurants are just really, really amazing. I miss those, but what I saw them growing up in, I was like, I don't want this for my family. Like, I don't.
And I'll say everybody isn't like that. My grandfather is a redneck. I don't have the backstory. I can't tell you how it happened, but my grandma's been married to him for probably like 29 years. So everybody isn't like that, but I feel like you have to really teach yourself to not be like that in Jacksonville. Like, you have to make a special effort. Like you said, you have to stop and think and say, how do I talk to my kid about this from a father's standpoint? You have to really want to not be like that there, or it will happen.
Oh yeah.
Yep.
It's the whole entire mass of Jacksonville is just like that. It's an awful place. And I feel bad because I know we all have, I bet most of your listeners are in Jacksonville.
Probably. And again,
Not true.
Okay.
Nope. I don't want them to be like, who's this asshole you brought in here? But I'm just speaking from my personal, it's a personal opinion, guys. Like,
absolutely.
I have family there. I have multiple friends. I know that city. I probably can tell you where grains of sand are, but it's just like, I don't want to be there. I'm telling you from years and years and decades of experience, I will never go back.
That's the same here. Like, it was a fun place to visit. It was a fun place to live at one time. But the more you're there, the more you see. It's almost like the veil gets lifted and you start to see behind the curtain. And the more you see, like, the ugly side of things. And I know some people that love it and they love living there. And, you know, more power to them. I don't want to, like, and same with you, Cedric. Like, we don't want to alienate people. We've got a lot of friends that love it and will never leave Jacksonville. And for them, it works because of their experiences and their life and how they lived. But some of us have had a different experience, and we've been through things that are rough to where it's like, man, we don't ever want to go back.
Yeah. Nope. I agree. That's why when we got the opportunity to move up here, we jumped at it. I mean, we just jumped at it. I couldn't be in that city anymore. Like you guys said, go ahead, Cedric. Go ahead.
Oh, you can finish. Sorry.
No worries. No, I was just going to say, I mean, there are some excellent fucking people there.
I was just about to say that. I swear that's yes. what I was about to say. I was like, it's so many talented, excellent people there.
Yeah, yes. there so is.
Funny. The, crazy.
Yeah, and like the, because one of the things that we like to do was like the arts, I don't know if it's called the arts district. It's called the arts district here. But like they would do the, God damn it, I forgot what the name of the city was, but they did like an art walk. Like Nick, the guy that did our logo. Yeah. Like he's done some things down at the art. So like, you're right, man. There are some extremely talented singers.
Windspark was there. Windspark was there. That was a lot of fun. And
so many talents in Jacksonville. It's like insane.
Yeah.
But it's like, I feel again, opinion. Sometimes like a lot of those talents, they may need to leave to truly grow because Jacksonville just doesn't have a place for you to really grow like you need to there.
Yep. Nope. You're right. I agree with that 100%. And like I said, I've got some great friends. My parents are still there. Like, so again, everybody, I'm going to just say that this is our opinions. These are our experiences. This is nothing personal toward anyone or anything. These are simply experiences and opinions of ours. So, I'm going to leave it at that.
I'll still stop by and visit people as I come through. Like, it's not like there's some restaurants I'm still going to visit when I go to Florida because like that North Beach Fish Camp, like I love that restaurant. Oh. That is my favorite restaurant by far. Like I will go there for their scallops Rockefeller anytime. I've never had a better seafood restaurant than that place. But
Pose is right down the street. Pose Tavern
with the hamburgers. The Blind Rabbit.
Fucking hamburgers. Oh yeah, man. Yep. There's some great things there, but I'm not going back.
No. Well, and look at their sports franchise. Like look that whole shipping yard district that they've tried to revitalize. They've tried to like build like turn the Jag Stadium and add things around it to revitalize that area, and they just can't get it to pass, and they can't get everybody to agree, and it's like that shows you how far behind the times they are when that's really driving the value of the city down, and they're not doing anything to bring in anything else.
Yeah, I mean, you saw like, I mean, Welcome to Rockville was one of my favorite concerts to go to.
It moved to Daytona this year.
It moved to Daytona last year.
Last year, okay.
Or actually a couple years ago, I think. And, you know, because it was like too loud. I mean, like the folks that lived around the park there, you know, complained about the noise, which I get it, man. Because it was all fucking heavy metal. It was loud as shit, but I love it. But like just things like that are just, they're slowly moving away. Now with Daly's Place is a great venue, by the way. I don't know if you guys ever went.
But I did,
we went and saw John Pardee there, and Daly's Place is fantastic. They do AEW wrestling there live. Like, so I think in Shot Khan's really trying to do some really great things. I mean, they want to add buildings. I think even Trump said he wanted to get a building, you know, downtown Jax. Like, so there's things that could happen, but you're right. Like the city just won't, they won't pass any of it. So
well,
it's unfortunate.
It's a very cost efficient place to run a business too. If you're a call center, it's a very banking call center type of city that a lot of jobs move to. But then it's funny because you see them all move there and then some of them stay, some of them go, but there's a lot of potential there. I just feel like they don't quite do enough to make it like a fun and nice place to live and want to be, you know?
It's almost like you want to tell like the mayor and everybody, go to a different city for a week and just experience everything and come back with some new fresh ideas.
Exactly. It's got so much potential. Like the location a cost of living, like everything. You know, I joked about, you know, the whole Jacksonville rich, but, you know, the cost of living was pretty cheap there. But then, like, everything else, like, factors in, and it's almost like you spend a lot of money on dumb things that you really don't need to, but it's the setup of the city. Like, there's no public transportation. Yep. Like, that's chaotic how that is. Like, we made fun of MARTA, but let's talk about Jacksonville's transit. Like, Cedric, did you ever have an experience with it? Not really.
I probably went to the landing, and I believe the landing's like they tore it down.
Yeah, it's gone.
It's nothing but grass there now, as I think I was told. But I think I went to the landing and rode the little filthy car that drives to the riverside, like to the other side. But that's about it. I don't think it's not really efficient.
You see, and that's the thing. Like, there's not really a whole lot of transportation set up for that area, which you would think there would be the way it's laid out. Like, and then the landing, like, that's the saddest part I think about Jacksonville, is it was such an amazing idea and such a fun idea to have, but man, they couldn't keep that thing going. Like, crime kept creeping in.
Yeah, the crime. It wasn't like a huge shootout there or something. Some type of game tournament or
for the Madden tournament.
The Madden tournament. Yep. One of the players got shot and killed while he was playing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And which is so sad, because I mean that would have been a fun place to have a bunch of tournaments and things. You're right on the river, there's a bunch of restaurants, it's a good atmosphere, but they just couldn't keep the crime out. I think that's why didn't continue.
The only good thing about Jacksonville, just me think, I'm trying to remember stuff. Like, literally, I've went through probably every day in my life in my head to remember. I don't know if you guys go fishing or went fishing, but it's a great place to go fishing.
I never got to. I always wanted to go fishing, like do deep sea fishing or something, but I never got the chance to do it. So
it's a great place to go. It just have beautiful bodies of water there.
Yeah. Yeah, that was, I mean, because we enjoyed the shit out of the beach. I mean, I was a stay-at-home dad for almost 2 years when Zach was, like, super, super young. And, I mean, you know, every other day, like, him and I were packing up a bag and just going to the beach. Like, you know, in Jack's Beach, like, not the cleanest of beaches, but it was still a nice atmosphere. I mean, it was nice. The sand was great. I mean, the water was dirty because it's the Atlantic, but... Like, I mean, aside from that, I mean, he was, what, two?
It wasn't as bad as Savannah, so it was pretty decent.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, well, and then if you just went a little south to, like, Michler's or St. Augustine Beach or whatever, like, those are beautiful beaches, too. You know, because, like, we love St. Augustine. We would go to St. Augustine probably twice a month. I mean, we loved it there. I don't know, man. It just got to where we couldn't take it anymore, and we jumped ship. And I don't regret it. I don't regret it.
So the other thing is, like, you remember all the, like, the shopping centers and stuff, and it's like all of a sudden they built a new shopping center, literally like a few miles down the road, and that old shopping center would become dilapidated, and nothing would move in, and they would keep building all this new stuff, but then the old stuff was becoming run down. And they couldn't figure out what to do with it. Like the Regency Mall. I mean, that place. Holy cow. Like,
Multiple
shootouts there, too.
What'd you say?
I said multiple shootouts there, too.
Oh, yeah. And
I worked there through two of them.
You were there when it was going on?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I won't name the store that I worked at, but, yeah, I worked there for two of those shootings. And then my wife was like, "You have to quit tomorrow." And I said, "Done." Done. So that's actually when I came to work for the company that we all worked for at that time. That's when I left that mall and went into sales, which I sucked at. So, you know, that's neither here nor there, but. Yeah. I mean, I worked there for two of them. And then, you know, like I explained at the beginning of the podcast, the one we went through right before we left. And I don't know what else to say, fellas. I don't know.
Yeah. I think we've all come to the consensus of some good food, some nice people. You know, there's some nice people there. Overall, like, not a bad place to visit if you know where you're going to go or if you're going to go, like, fishing or something, but not a place we all want to go back and live. Like, I'll go back and visit. I'll see some friends. And again, like we said to all our friends, like, there's a reason we left. The experience we had, probably different than some of our friends, but, you know, just there's a reason I moved to the West Coast.
Oh, Daniel, it's been amazing. You don't even, when you stay in Jacksonville your whole life and then you come to the West Coast, you don't even know that life can be this much better. Like, it's the first day here, I'm like, damn, these people are smiling in the store. Somebody waved at me when I was getting my groceries and just said, hey.
Dude.
I'm like, okay.
Me and Jody were in the car with our kids and we go to pull out. And this car stopped and was like, waved us through it and let us pull out. Like, they were nice. They were like, hey, yeah, go ahead and go. Like, it's all right.
I can say one, I'm going to say one thing. And this is just me in my mind. When I got here the first day and everybody was being super nice, I literally thought in my head, I said, all of these people are hot. Because I know I just assumed everybody's so happy. I'm like, everybody here, they have to be. They're too, it's like, hey, friend, how are you? I was walking my dog yesterday and this lady just walked up and she's like, you might think I'm crazy, but I'm Lori and I'm 48 and I have got this dog. He's crazy. We should be friends. I said, okay. She said, yeah, I kind of just walk out here every morning. I'm like, okay. She was clearly high though. And the whole time I was like, when does this conversation end? But crime rates are down. Let the people live their life.
Dude, amen. Same thing here. Like, for us, no, not quite yet. Give me like 1 minute.
Go right ahead.
But like I was saying, like, Cedric, exactly what you explained out there is exactly our experience here. Like, we walk into Ingles and people are smiling and they say, hey, they come up to you, say, hey, do you need something? Like, everybody is, it's just a different, like, up here, I feel like it's a little bit slower paced. Like, we're a decent ways up in the mountains. And so, like,
it's because of what they got growing in their backyard.
That's fine.
They're all high too.
What it takes. Hey, if that's what it takes, then I'm on board. Where can I get some? Because, you know, it's just a different experience, man. I totally, again, I'm not West Coast, but I've had the same experience here. And so is everybody else. I mean, it's fantastic.
Well, I think that leads us into our next topic. So on that note, make sure you follow us on Facebook, you know, like us, subscribe to YouTube, follow us on Twitter, at Misguided Shenanigans. Again, go get into some shenanigans of your own. And then, you know, when Cedric is back up and running, make sure you check out the Awkward Podcast. And until next time, see you later, guys.
Peace out.